With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Here are some notes about books. Remember The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit, that bestseller by Sloan Wilson nearly 30 years ago? It has taken Wilson, who now lives in Florida, that long to write a sequel. Arbor House has published The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit 2. The French philosopher and essayist Montaigne, who lived from 1533 to 1592, would probably be scratching his head. An anonymous bidder paid 1 million francs, that's $125,000, for a leather-bound 396-year-old edition of Montaigne's essays that's said to be the highest price ever paid for a work by Montaigne. Edward Koch, the mayor of New York, has written an aptly titled book called Mayor, which went to the top of the bestseller list. A lot of small businesses in New York say they're being squeezed out by excessive rents. The community bookstore in Brooklyn Heights is one of those retailers. It says an ice cream chain is willing to pay three times the rent the bookshop is paying, and the shop is faced with going out of business. As a result, the community bookstore has priced Mayor Koch's book three times the list price, $53.84 instead of $17.95. The store actually sold one copy. Back in 1923, William Faulkner asked a small publishing house to print a book of his poems. The publisher told Faulkner he would have to subsidize the printings, but the author said he didn't have the money. Now, 61 years later, the University of Texas Press is bringing out those Faulkner poems in a 136-page illustrated book called Vision in Spring. Speaking of poems, the poet William Hayen, who teaches at the State University of New York at Brockport, has offered his unique collection of 5,000 books of poetry, most of them inscribed or signed, to the University of Rochester. The deal is still on the negotiating stage, but if it goes through, the university will house the books in a special room. Hayen calls it the dream of a lifetime. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.